Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's stomping ass! It's stomping ass predictions time for taking ground. We're taking back the ground. We're kicking names. It's stomping ass time, and we're going to do our predictions. I'm Ollie Davis, this is El Fagador Laurie Blake, over there's Chopper Pete Quinnell, and this is all, of course, for the grandest prize in sports entertainment, currently held by Laurie. This is the WrestleTalk Trophy Emoji Trophy, part of the larger Wrestle League, where any of our $5 or above pledge hammers on Patreon can partake. At the moment, the leaderboard... We genuinely have not just our in-office version, but the of like the 700 people competing of in Patreon. Andy Datson is top.
It's a fix
with 48.
It's awful. It's a fix.
48 points in first.
I've been checking all of his score. Like now, I'm vetting his predictions, and he's still winning.
It's an inside job.
Yeah,
this is
definitely.
It. Never mind, we didn't go to the moon. Somebody else shot JFK. 9/11 was an inside job. This is my conspiracy theory of choice.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. It's Andy Datson.
In a completely unrelated note, the person after Andy is me, the guy vetting his predictions.
Shocking. Yeah, how could this possibly happen?
What am I at?
You're 40? At 43.
43.
And you're in the overall leaderboard, you're fourth.
Wow.
So, yeah, Andy's on top with 48, and the person in second, which I believe is Eric Cumanali, has 45. So he's still three predictions behind Andy, which is suspicious. But then we've got, in the office leaderboard, we've got Laurie in third on 39 points.
Defending Rocketing champion.
Defending up. Champ.
I was down there with Luke for a while, and now I'm on the rise.
I am getting steadily closer to Luke and Simon, and I don't like it, because I come up next with 36 points. So I'm even three Laurie, yeah. And then Luke and housemate Simon both on 32 overall. So it is... It's getting close at the bottom, and I don't like it.
No.
Not a fan.
Luke's still maintaining that when an impact... prediction. As if we're not all going to get some points on an impact one. He's going to have a clean sweep and we're going to get them all wrong.
And there's going to be 20 matches.
So
if you're thinking, wow, 45 points, how are you getting that from one pay-per-view? It's a rolling league. Everything from WrestleMania to SummerSlam this year. That's season two. That's where we're at right now. But yes, stomping ass. Take us through the card.
Kicks. So we'll start with the first match that comes up. We've got
unprecedented
SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley defending against Alexa Bliss. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to Laurie first. What are you saying?
Give me Bayley.
Bayley. Yeah. Okay.
Bliss is a Raw star, isn't she?
Correct.
Isn't she not?
Isn't she not? Yes, she is.
I feel like this is all to set up some sort of Nikki Cross type feud.
Mm-hmm.
Is my theory. I could be wrong. It's WWE. I'm probably wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Which is why I'm saying Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. Ugh. I know every bit of logic is telling me Bayley's just won the belt. She only won it at Money in the Bank. She hasn't had any successful title defenses yet. Alexa Bliss is a Raw star, which means Alexa's winning.
Alexa's winning. Very good. That's a very solid logic.
Because Bayley couldn't use a kendo stick on Alexa Bliss, and now she's a champion. She probably can't even use her arms on her. Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
She's too scared.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think WWE obviously see the cross-Bliss storyline as the big thing here, and they'll tell that Maybe Alexa will just have a month-long reign to tell that story, and then they go back to Raw, drop the belt to Bayley at Extreme Rules, where they can have that kendo stick on a pole match.
Oh, my God. See, it's funny because that sounds like a joke. Oh, yeah, kendo stick on a pole match. And then you realise, oh, God, that actually happened. Mm. I'm going to go with Bayley as well for this one because I'm going logical on this one. Because
logic hasn't served us well so far, yeah. Chopper.
I think
I
agree more with Laurie in that I think they're going to play off the Nikki Alexa thing. Maybe Nikki accidentally costs Alexa or something like that to further their tensions, quote unquote. Nikki's going to play into it in some fashion. I think Bayley's going to retain. Next match, we've got Raw Women's Championship match. Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans. Go to Ollie first.
Well, obviously, Becky Lynch. Usually the rule is if you're blonde, you're going over. Mm-hmm. And that happened on the last pay-per-view for half the matches with Becky. I don't see this feud ending. I think they're going to probably feud until SummerSlam.
Great.
Which isn't what I want to happen. It's just that it's a vortex and they've got stuck with each other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Becky will retain because they do see her as a top star and she's dating Seth. So them two, I feel like keeping the belts on both of them is a good idea.
Yeah, I am going to agree with you and also say Becky Lynch for pretty much exactly the same reasons. Laurie?
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, you almost debated saying Lacey there, but not
absolutely
quite.
Not.
Absolutely not. Next, we've got the WWE Championship match with Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler inside of a steel cage. Kofi Kingston is what I'm saying, because I think it would be incredibly anticlimactic for Kofi to drop his title to Dolph Ziggler, of all people. And he's been booked incredibly strong. He's been booked incredibly strong since he won the belt at Mania. And I think that if they're going to have him lose the belt, it will be in a more dramatic fashion. It would be like a Brock cash-in or at one of the big 4-5 pay-per-views, whatever it is. I don't think he's going to drop it to Dolph Ziggler at Stomping Grounds.
Mm. Because he's dropping it to Shane McMahon at Extreme Rules in a big hardcore F-fest. Yeah. And then Shane will face Roman at SummerSlam.
In a massive schmoz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
So, yeah, Kofi retains because it's going to be Shane.
It's going to be Shane.
Cool. Right, next we've got the US title match with Samoa Joe defending against Ricochet. We'll go to Laurie first.
I feel like this is the only one I'm debating in my head. So Joe just got the belt back because Ray just gave it to him.
Because Ray just got injured, yeah.
Yeah.
And because he never fairly beat him in the first place. But yeah, let's skip past that.
Let's not talk about that bit, which would be a good, interesting story element.
And then Ricochet only became number one contender this week?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
On Monday by
Ricochet.
All right. Like it.
That's good anti-logic.
Yeah. That's it. I'm trying to...
I think Samoa Joe, because Ricochet is now Finn Balor, I believe.
Okay.
And he can't beat bigger guys.
Mm. But he did get a Superheroes Are Real t-shirt this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they are booking... That's the thing. Is like they're saying he's a superhero on his t-shirt, but in real life he has to go, I'm only this tall and he's much bigger and stronger than me.
I don't mind who wins because I think both guys could have really good runs. But this match for me is how long do they get, how good a match they're allowed to have. That's what I'm interested here. Mm-hmm. And it could go three ways.
Yeah.
They could get time, they could get no time, or it could just be boring. Sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go with Ricochet on this one as well.
Yeah.
Because I had a reason, and now it's literally just gone straight out of my mind. So I'm just going to say I agree with Laurie.
I think it's either going to be that Ricochet wins here or Joe wins in a very close fought match. Mm-hmm. They have a match down the line, and then Ricochet gets the big moment. But
yeah,
maybe a roll up, and then Joe looks really angry afterwards.
Yeah, possibly.
That's it's an all time classic.
I haven't used it for a couple of weeks.
Stick with what you know.
Don't mess with the
play
classics,
the hits,
man.
WWE.
my reasoning, I just remembered it now. My reason why I think Ricochet is going to win is because I think the rest of the card is going to be fairly There won't be too many title changes. Nothing else is really going to happen. So I think in order for them to be like, whoa, crazy thing that happened, swerve, it's going to be like, here's Ricochet winning the US belt.
Yeah, I do think this is like one of the only titles up for grabs in a way that doesn't make any difference. And no one will be cross about it because nobody cares about it. People will only be happy that Ricochet wins.
Exactly, yeah. So next we've got a tag match that was announced on either Raw or SmackDown. I think SmackDown. Nope, Raw. Big E and Xavier Woods taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I guess I'll go first on this one. And I'm going to say Big E and Woods.
Oh, is this on the pre-show? What is this?
It's not been announced for the pre... I don't think anything's been announced for the pre-show as of yet. Nope, nothing is confirmed to be on the pre-show or on the main show as of yet.
Am I going next or?
I'm saying Big E and Woods because I think
you're going next.
This might be the pre-show match, or the cruiserweights might be. Either way, I think they're just going to have faces win, yay, and that's about it.
I just think Owens and Sammy have been beaten so much recently.
They have.
I'm gonna say Owens and Sammy. Mm-hmm. You know, like you think you can be anti-logic all this time, but I love Owens and Sammy so much. My heart's overtaken my head on this one.
Yeah, makes sense. Laurie?
What are the reasons why Owens and Sammy would win? To set up the inevitable WWE Championship schmoz at Extreme Rules. Because they would win to take the New Day out of action. So Shane can win the belt.
Like in a five-person schmoz.
Oh.
Owens and Zayn.
Owens and Zayn.
Damn.
Oh. I can't type. Nice. I guess.
Smart thing.
It's smart.
It's too smart.
Yeah. It won't happen, but.
No, it might happen if it's to put over Shane. Yeah,
if it's to put over Shane, I think
that's
it could
true.
Happen.
They might have thought about this one a lot more.
Wins and losses don't matter unless it's to build up Shane or Roman.
That's true. Yeah. Very true.
Showman. The greatest showman.
Yeah, sure.
Greatest showman. Next, we've got the Cruiserweight title triple threat match between Tony Nese, Akira Tozawa, and Drew Gulak. Laurie, we'll come to you first.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is hard. Gulak.
Gulak. Cool.
Why?
Any reasons?
Chad Gable is in 205 Live now.
Yeah.
He is not.
I just think Chad Gable versus Drew Gulak for the title would be a fantastic match.
Yes, it would.
And I would book that. Mm. So I would progress to that. I just don't think Tony Nese has had a particularly inspiring run as the champion.
No,
not like Murphy.
And Gulak's fantastic, and it's a very different style and complements Gable really, really well, I think.
Yes, it does.
And both Tozawa and Gulak have a lot more natural charisma than Nese. Nese is, you know, great look, great in-ring technician, but doesn't actually connect with the crowd, I would argue.
Yeah, and I think when it's a triple threat, it doesn't necessarily hurt Tony Nese to drop the belt here, but it does a lot for Gulak, who has had a bit of a bad run recently. Well, he's lost to Kushida a lot on NXT.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Tozawa. I don't really know what's going on here.
I'm tempted just to round out the predictions just to say Tony Nese.
It would be satisfying.
But I'm actually going to say Drew Gulak.
He's been swayed.
Because, not necessarily because of that, but just because, partially because of that, but also because he had Cruiserweight title opportunities against Cedric Alexander when he was the champ and he never won. And it felt like it was his time to win the belt and he never did. And now he's just been proving himself on NXT and 205 as a top guy, I think, and he can really carry that brand. So
you're right, Chopper. I am an inspiration.
And now you mentioned the Chad Gable stuff. It just fits. So I'm going Gulak.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next, then, we've got...
How many matches are on this card?
We've got another three.
So overall, like nine?
Overall, it is nine matches.
That's which a lot is, of ass to kick.
It is.
Yeah, a lot of names.
A lot of names. But
so much ass admin.
We've
Name
got this...
ass admin.
Volume Smack two.
Refile.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, Brian and Rowan versus Heavy Machinery.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ollie, go first.
But Brian and Rowan.
Brian and Rowan.
Just because... It's too early to take the belts off them, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But this could go either way because Heavy Machinery are very charismatic and I could see them putting the belts on them. This is a tough one. So I'm just going to say Brian and Rowan.
Yeah, I'm going to say Brian and Rowan as
Me
well.
Me too.
Cool. Nice. Next we've got Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
This is what it's all about. This is the match everyone's waiting for.
Yeah, can't wait. In a rematch from WrestleMania 35. I'm going to say that Roman's winning because they're going to build him for a bigger match at SummerSlam.
Against who?
Shane McMahon.
So I think there might
be
a
cell.
Yeah, they're building Roman up for the biggest of evils being Shane O'Mac. And
in a Punjabi prison.
And I think Drew McIntyre is simply a placeholder. He's a bit part of this feud. Mm.
Totally.
He is the lesser athlete of the two.
He is, yeah.
I would say.
Laurie?
Roman.
Ollie. Roman as well for the exact same reasons. Yeah. I think we've all agreed that we're in the darkest timeline now.
We are. And finally, we've got the Universal Championship match, Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin with a special guest referee that is yet to be announced.
Oh, that's the final question.
Yeah, so the bonus prediction is going to be who the special guest referee is, but for now, who's winning the match? I guess these can go hand in hand depending who your prediction is.
This is tough because I was going to balance out my predictions with a wacky one here and say Baron.
Okay.
But I feel like I've gone wacky with Bliss winning. So I'm going to say Seth wins the match. Whether he remains champion by the end of the night is something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying Seth wins to set up another chair. They're going to build to a chairs match at Extreme Rules,
yeah.
I think. For that classic three-match pay-per-view series.
I hate chair matches so much.
But how? I don't think they'll take the belt of Rollins. Rollins! God damn.
Cool. I'm really torn on this one. I'm genuinely really torn because I could totally see Baron Corbin winning.
Because he could be the top card Vortex King.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin's top of the card Vortex.
Main event Vortex.
I'm blooming catchphrase.
I'm going to go. I'm saying Baron Corbin.
Oh.
Baron Corbin's winning.
I think I've spent my Baron Corbin chip.
I'll explain that when we get to the bonus referee as well.
So I think I think I've spent my Baron Corbin wild choice chip this year on the Kurt Angle match at WrestleMania. So yeah. I'm going to say Rollins.
Okay.
Because I just don't think it's going to come in again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right then.
Right. You've got a reasoning chopper. So
I've got a reasoning
bonus point.
So
who is the special guest referee for the match?
For the first time this year, Shane McMahon is not scheduled to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon will be the special guest referee. He'll screw over Seth Rollins, which would be another part of the feud with Roman Reigns because of the Shield brother connection. And then at Extreme Rules, it will be a tag team match between Baron Corbin and Shane McMahon versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, leading to a SummerSlam match of Roman versus Shane and maybe another Seth versus Baron rematch.
But that doesn't give Shane any time to win the WWE Championship in that.
He could just pick it up on SmackDown.
You can't!
I mean, he can. He can, but
can't.
also he won't.
You can't.
And he has a 1 week reign, and Roman beats him.
He's not gonna win the WWE Championship. Peace. Not in this feud anyway. He might afterwards. He might after SummerSlam. He might go on for a WWE Championship feud, but he's not gonna do it before SummerSlam because it's all about Roman.
Okay, so
So you're saying Shane is the
special
guest.
I'm saying Shane is a special guest ref.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like the story they were telling was that Seth have scared off everyone else who would try to be the special guest referee. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Shane stepping up is either part of the like weird bravado thing of he is the best in the world. Mm-hmm. But I think it's Brock Lesnar.
Yep. That's a fair one.
I think someone who wouldn't be afraid to be that referee. Mm-hmm. But I also understand the illogical side of it would be Baron Corbin would have to ask Brock Lesnar, the man who could cash in, to come and referee the match.
I guess it would make sense if they played an angle during the night of Baron like frantically running around, just be like, I don't have anyone to be a referee, everyone's gone, no one wants to do it, and then he can be like, oh, it's you, off camera or something like that, and we don't see who it is or something. Yeah. And then it would be like he's the last person that he could get because no one else would
do it. Or they do like a gentleman's agreement that Brock wouldn't cash in at that match on Corbin, so he would help Corbin win, and then Corbin would just give him a match down the line. Mm-hmm. But then Brock could betray Corbin to just count for Seth to win, and then either cash in on Seth or carry on about his business.
Yeah,
whatever they're doing. Like Paul Heyman could fall over. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's almost worth it to see Brock in a referee top.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't imagine that visual.
No.
They don't make him big enough.
I'm going to go with Shane McMahon as well.
Okay.
Because I think, as you've kind of already illustrated, what's nightmare booked, the opposite of fantasy booking.
Yeah, yeah.
That this will see the merging of both the mid-card vortexes, where Shane McMahon and Baron Corbin become one coherent unit across both brands. And it will build to the Seth Roman
versus Team Sharon.
Versus Team Sharon. Sharon McCorbin. Extreme
Little
rules.
Scottish widow, Sharon McCorbin.
It's either Sharon or Bane. Yeah. One of the two.
So, yeah. Well, those are stomping ass predictions.
Also, just one thing we should mention. We're not doing a live stream. We're not live reacting to Stomping Grounds. Just in case, I've got a couple of tweets of people asking. So, you know, we're not doing that, but we will do a full Wrestle Ramble review on the Monday.
On the Monday, yeah. We'll have all that then. But if you want to partake in predictions against us, please go over to WrestleTalk's Patreon page and join in there, where you can submit your predictions and there is like a 6-hour cutoff point before the pay-per-view starts. I love the people who submit their predictions 2 hours into the show. You're my favourite, but we won't count you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.